Today, I want to deal a little bit with the revelation that He is the Son of God. There's so much more there than we comprehend of what you believe if you believe He is the Son of God. I'll tell you that it comes so easily off the lips. You know, somebody prays a sinner's prayer. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Now then, I believe that I'm saved and I'm going to heaven when I die because I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And almost universally in the modern church, they tell you, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you're going to heaven when you die. The Bible doesn't say that. It doesn't even say that you're born again if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But I've got to tell you what it does say in 1 John 5:1. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Wow. Praise God. It said that. I've never heard a preacher say that. I've heard them by the dozens say, well, if you believe He's the Son of God, you can't miss heaven. Sin can't separate you. Doesn't matter what you did, what you've ever done, you know, because your sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But I'm going to tell you something else. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God involves a whole lot more than just saying it with your lips. The Scripture speaks in 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, I could go to the second chapter and point out the Scripture, and I believe I've got time to do this. The 28th or 29th verse of the second chapter of 1 John tells us something else about those that are born of Him. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doth righteousness is born of Him. Now that's just one of the other things it tells about those that are born again. But 1 John 5:1 tells who is born of Him. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. But then He says, He'd already said it, if you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of God. Somebody's, whoo, man, I give more to charity than anybody I know. You know, I do good deeds. I help my neighbor. I do all of these things. But one thing we need to understand, if you know that He is righteous, defines what righteous is. We use adjectives to define things. We say that's a pretty dress. That's a red jacket. But adjectives don't describe God. God defines adjectives. Adjectives do not define God. God defines the adjectives. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we say God is righteous, righteous does not define what God is. God defines what righteous is. Because in the next chapter, it says this, He that doeth not righteousness is not of God. 3 chapter, 7th verse. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. And He'll tell you again, 10th verse, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. And it's not talking about our good deeds that we do. Of course, the children of God are doing good deeds. But so are the children of the world doing good deeds. But He said, He that doeth righteousness as He is righteous. It's a righteousness that is so far beyond the abilities of a human being that in vain we tell human beings what they've got to do and what they've got to be accepted by God, because you must be born again. And if you're born of God, then that righteousness that He is has become your nature. Praise God. Just as sin was your nature before that you were born of God. Okay, the fourth chapter, Scripture tells us everybody that loveth is born of God. Oh boy, people like that. Man, I love my dog. I'm born of God. And I know that's being facetious, but some people have loving natures. Some people just love everybody. It doesn't prove that they're born of God. Because again, love does not define God. God defines love. You follow that? God defines love. That's the reason He says, if God is love, God defines what love is. You see somebody with that love, you know that they're born of God. Praise God. You know that they're born of God. But here He makes it 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And so involved is knowing who or what the Christ is. But we come on down in this fifth chapter. I know I'm covering a lot of places, but we cover so much you begin to get an overall picture. And then one day it's going to jump out at you. It's just surface. It's kind of like these computer-generated drawings. She never could see them. You know what I'm talking about? You concentrate on it and finally a message will jump out at you and you see it. She never could see them. I told her, look at that. There's a beautiful flower in that. And all she could see is a bunch of jumble. I bought her a birthday card, maybe. I don't know. And it said on front, what I really want from you. And it had that jumble, computer-generated jumble. And I said, you'll know when you see. And she looked at it. She studied it. She looked at it. She studied it. We was driving down the highway. And she finally she said, Leroy, I believe you're lying to me. And I said, Christine, I said, stare at the hood ornament. And I said, just keep looking at that hood ornament. And I said, slowly raise it up. Keep staring at the hood ornament. Raise it up between your eyes and the hood ornament. Just slowly raise it up and take it down. And she was embarrassed to do that. She said, I believe you're lying to me. And about then, I see it! And He said, love is what I want from you. Praise God. And the gospel doesn't come by bits of knowledge, really. It doesn't. It's important. What you're doing is important. Very important to get that word in. You hear it, listen to it, so on. But the gospel comes like this in 2 Corinthians 4:4. It said, God who commanded light to shine out of darkness hath shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise God. It's a miracle of creation when God stood and commanded, let there be light. And there was light. And it doesn't happen without an hungering and a thirsting. And it doesn't happen without a seeking after. But when it comes, it'll be God said, let there be light in this darkened heart. Praise God. And instantaneously, that heart is filled with the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.